Week 2, Tuesday, Compline. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Do grubs inside their chrysalis feel fear that they are lost forever? That their throes are those of death? Those ghastly growths that rose upon their backs, a shroud? That what is near is nothingness? Or do they think this queer condition just a phase, and so each knows no coffin terror, and proceeds to doze its metamorphosis away with cheer? We are the same. We either fuss at how to hold life's drop of mercury intact, or live the moment, unconcerned with what the moment means. We see our souls, but shut our eyes to destiny's tremendous fact, that heaven's kingdom works within us now. Please do not hide your face from me. I put my trust in you. Psalm 143. Please, Yahweh, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my plea, and give me an answer, since you are faithful and just. Please do not bring your slave into your court, because no one is virtuous in your eyes. You see, an enemy is after my soul. He has trampled my life into the dirt and plunged me into darkness like a long-forgotten corpse. And that is why my breath fails and my heart is numb inside me. I cannot forget the days long past. I go over and over all you have done. I ponder what your hands have fashioned and lift my outstretched arms to you. My soul yearns for you like drought-cracked ground. Dear Yahweh, please hurry to answer me, because my breath is growing weak. Do not hide your face, or it will be the same for me as falling into the pit. In the morning, let me know your love, because I put my trust in you. Show me the path to follow. I hold my soul up for you to take. Please rescue me, Yahweh, from my enemies, since I have run to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, because you are my God. Have your good spirit guide me on roads level and smooth. For the honor of your name, Yahweh, save my life, and in your justice rescue my soul from this trouble. In your mercy cut my enemies down, and destroy everyone who is after my life, because I am your slave. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please do not hide your face from me. I put my trust in you. Reading, 1 Peter 5:8-9. Keep control of yourselves and stay alert, because your opponent, the devil, is prowling around, roaring like a lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand up to him with firm faith. I hand over my spirit into your care, Master. I hand over my spirit into your care, Master. Because you have redeemed me, faithful Master, my God, I hand over my spirit. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I hand over my spirit into your care, Master. Please, Master, protect us while we are awake, and keep watch over us as we sleep, so that during our waking life we will stay alert with our Prince, and rest in his peace while we sleep. The Nunc Dimittis. Now, my Lord and Master, you may dismiss your slave, as you promised, in peace, because my eyes have seen the rescue you have prepared for us within the very sight of all the nations. A light to disclose the truth to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please, Master, protect us while we are awake, and keep watch over us as we sleep, so that during our waking life we will stay alert with our Prince and rest in his peace while we sleep. Master, please fill this night with your radiance. May we sleep in peace and rise with joy to welcome the light of a new day in your name. We make this plea through our Master, the Prince. Amen. May the omnipotent Master bestow on us a restful night and a peaceful death. Amen. We salute you, our Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our delight, and our hope. We greet you. Eve's exiled children, call out to you and sob your name as we moan and weep in this valley of tears. Please then, our patron, generous, kind, gentle Virgin Mary, turn your merciful eyes toward us, and after this exile, show us Jesus, the glorious harvest of your womb. Please pray, Holy Mother of God, for us to become fit to receive the Prince's promises.